This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey has agreed to a five-day ceasefire to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement at a news conference Thursday after more than 4 hours of talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
All military operations under Operation Peace Spring will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
President Donald Trump called the ceasefire a great day for everyone involved.
This is a situation where everybody is happy, and I'm happy because there's no fighting. We can bring certainly most of our people back home for the first time in many years.
Turkey began its attack on Kurdish forces in northern Syria when President Trump ordered U.S. troops pulled out of the area. Turkey's foreign minister said his country's military was only pausing operations so that Kurdish YPG forces could leave a 32-kilometer buffer zone. A top Kurdish politician said he welcomed a halt to the fighting, but the group would defend itself. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of President Donald Trump's properties in the state of Florida. In making the announcement on Thursday, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site selection process from immediate criticism that Trump will personally benefit from hosting the major event at one of his resorts. The House Judiciary Committee chairman said the selection of Trump's personal property for the meeting is exploiting his office and making official U.S. government decisions for his own gain. He said the emoluments clauses of the Constitution exist to prevent exactly what he called this kind of corruption. This is VOA News. The White House acknowledged and then disavowed Thursday that President Donald Trump decided to hold up military aid to Ukraine in a link that Kiev investigate a demand that the Democratic National Committee and the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign had something to do with Ukraine. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump wanted Ukraine to look into whether the Democratic National Committee's servers were in Ukraine during the race.
And that's why we held up the money.
Asked if that was a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Mulvaney told White House reporters there's nothing wrong with that. Democrats like House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff see it as a guilty plea.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
Separately, the president's hand-picked envoy to the European Union distanced himself today, telling lawmakers he disagreed with the president ordering him and others to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A few hours after his initial statement, Mick Mulvaney reversed his earlier comments and said the White House had never required Ukraine to investigate anything in exchange for military aid. Britain and the EU announced a breakthrough deal after days of nail-biting negotiations on Thursday, but as AP's Karen Chamas reports, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker have to sell that deal to their constituencies.
Johnson's political rivals and even a crucial ally almost immediately rejected the Brexit agreement, putting it into doubt. Juncker and Johnson stood together at a joint news conference in Brussels to proclaim a deal, as the British Prime Minister said the deal would give the British people what they voted for.
For us in the UK, it means that we can deliver a real Brexit that achieves our objectives.
Juncker ruled out any new delay, leaving British lawmakers with a simple choice, deal or no deal.
That there is no need for any kind of prolongation. And this is a fair, balanced agreement. It is testament to our commitment to finding solutions.
Johnson needs all the support he can get to push any Brexit deal past the deeply divided Parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
Longtime Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland died Thursday, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Cummings' congressional office says the congressman died early this morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital due to complications from longstanding health issues. As chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Cummings led several investigations into President Trump's governmental dealings. He played a key role in the congressional inquiry into the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine's president into investigating Joe Biden.
That is Mike Hempen. And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.